Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Australia Butler.
Okay, can you confirm the phone number, please?
901-498-0499.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Hi, Miss Australia, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, am I saying your name correctly? Is it Australia or with Australia?
Australia.
Australia, okay. All right, perfect, thank you. I'll be your intake specialist today. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions here. Did you get an attorney to assist you already?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this?
Yes.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Yourself, okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you been receiving treatment or any surgeries?
I've already underwent surgery.
You did? Okay. All right. And where were you diagnosed? What was the facility name?
The hospital, it was called the Methodist University Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee.
Methodist University. Okay. I see. Hospital. Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. And is that where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Do you happen to know the address by any chance?
1265 Union Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. I'm sorry.
381. Okay. 04. Perfect. I do see it on here. I just want to make sure it's the right one. Okay, so that's where you were treated and diagnosed. Do you have the name of the doctor that treated you or diagnosed you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to see.
Okay, no problem. What is the name of the doctor? Can you spell it for me?
Dr. Santioso, S-A-N-T-O-S-O.
Okay, S-A-N-T-O-S-O.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Dr. Santoso. And where did you receive the Depo Provera injections?
In my butt.
In the buttocks area, okay. And what facility did you, I'm sorry, where did you receive the injection? What facility name?
At the Methodist University Hospital.
That same place? That's where you took the Depo Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. So I'll just copy that here. 1 second. Okay. And then before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And do you have medical records available for the attorneys that you can provide later?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And when was the diagnosis? What date?
Yes, I do. It was when I got diagnosed in October of 2022. Yeah.
October of 2022. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/22/96.
6/22/96. Okay. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. And I'm going to ask some questions about the Depo Provera, the usage. Did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
You did. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you start taking it? What year?
It was in the summer of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It was either June or July.
June or July of 2018. Okay. And when was the last time that you took it?
Like 2022, October. Like October 2022.
Mm-hmm. October 2022. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like the.
All right.
Like, probably like the end of September, beginning of. I mean the end of September, beginning of October of 2022.
Of 2022. Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, mm-hmm. I'll put October 1st of 2022. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
A-U-S-T-R-A-L-I-A Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R.
Okay. Australia Butler. Got it. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly here. Okay. And then do you have a middle name or a middle initial?
A.
A. Okay. And I have your phone number here. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And I have an email. It's your last name and then your first name at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'll go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questions, I will send over an electronic document to sign that gives the attorneys permission to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you able to open text messages and email through your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Just so we can send you information later on today. Okay, so for the attorneys, can you verify your social? For the attorneys, so that they can verify identity, can you provide your social or the last four?
The last four, 5664.
5664?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that'll be on the retainer agreement. It's a legal document so that they can verify identity. And then what is your full mailing address?
3339 Court Drive, Horn Lake, Mississippi.
You said 3339?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then can you spell the street name, please?
C-O-U-R-T Drive, Court Drive.
Court Drive, okay. I'm sorry, I heard, is it Court Drive or Clert Drive?
Court.
Court, okay. Court Drive. What was the city?
Horn Lake, Mississippi.
Okay. You said Floor Lake?
Horn Lake. Horn, like a horn.
Oh, Horn Lake. Okay. I apologize. Sometimes it's hard to hear over the phone. Horn Lake, Mississippi. Okay. 38637 is the zip code?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. We're almost done here. I do appreciate your patience. Okay, so we have the medical information. And you do have a copy of the medical records. The last thing we need is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that we can continue. So if we can't get a hold of you, we'll reach out to them so that they can get a hold of you. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
They live separate.
Live separate, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Brother.
Brother, okay. And the phone number?
901-871-8126.
8126, okay. And first and last name?
Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
George, G-E-O-R-G-E.
G-E-O-R-G-E. That's the last name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Austin George, the number, I'm going to repeat it to make sure it's the right one. I have 901-871-8126.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, perfect. And that's it for the questionnaire here. Now I'm going to send over that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before? Okay, so you'll be familiar with it. It's just a few signatures, a few initials. It's going to be the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case, and then also a release form for medical records saying that you give them permission to dig through the records so that they can build a case for you. So I'll send that over to your email and text message. It'll be a link. It's the same document, whichever one's easier for you to open. And you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions.
Okay.
All right. So let me just make sure I spelled your name correctly and everything else. Okay. Okay. So you'll see it soon. It'll say either Mass Tort Strategies or Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, one of the two.
Give me a second.
You see it? Okay. Yeah, so just go through them and then let me know if you have any questions. I'm going to go ahead and pull the information for the attorneys and I'll send you their phone number in a separate text message.
I don't, hello?
Yes,
I don't see the, like the thing, I don't see what I'm signing for.
Okay, did you see where it says, did it say documents are ready?
It says, please review and act on these documents. And
please
then it says, please sign.
Okay, so you have to open the document, give permission to use electronic documents.
Okay, I see you right now.
Okay, perfect. And then there's going to be some prompts. It'll say either start signing or continue. It'll be with a yellow box. Whatever is highlighted, that's where you sign.
Oh dang, A, B. I forgot to put my
I forgot you put my middle name on here. How do I go back in?
Let me see. I think you can edit your either your signature or your initials. Are you talking about your initials?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not too sure what it looks like. It depends on the attorneys. We work with different attorneys, so you're with I think it's Pulaski Law. See if you can find a way to edit the signature.
Let me go back.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Let's see. Let's get the way I forgot. You signed. Okay. Adopted signed. It's cool. Boom, boom. There you go. Pursue her sister. I am requesting that you send an electronic copy in PDF form for Daisy Hilton Rice form to. Here I put the key that lives on Pavoxy.
Okay, so I just got a notification. It looks like everything's signed. Were you able to see everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay, perfect. You'll get another email with a copy of everything that you signed, so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing to expect is wait about 5 business days for them to review the information. Then they will call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll ask you for any new information that they need or and they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay, perfect. So that's it for this call, Miss Australia. I'm going to send you a text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for Pulaski Law. Please save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you, bye-bye.